And you're tuned to 90.3 KNBA, where music matters. 837, mostly sunny today, mostly cloudy tonight, and partly sunny tomorrow. High today, upper 30s, low tonight, right around 25. It's 27 degrees now, 837, ladies and gentlemen. KNBA welcomes Aoife O'Donovan.
The darkest night I ever seen, it was the night you came to me on your knees whispering, I'm sorry. Keeping time with your heartbeat, I danced along on two left feet. You kissed my cheek and left me on a city street. Tell me, where'd you go when you left my home on your back alone? Room for me on your handlebars, we could have seen the stars. You wanna live a life in restlessness, wander around singing the blues. You find solace in the barroom girls, but they got nothing to lose. You wanna live a life in loneliness, baby, so do I. I want to sit under the porch and light and watch the yellow moon rise. If I were to let you go, how far you'd fall, I'll never know. I'll grab your toes and swing you like a circus show. Team the tiger, swallow fire, tiptoe across the tightrope. Out there, I hear a choir. Would you help me find another stone to grind and another man to mind? Would you recognize that I might be a prize? I might be a prize. You wanna live a life in restlessness, wander around singing the blues. You find solace in the barroom girls, but they got nothing to lose. You wanna live a life of loneliness, baby, so do I. I wanna sit under the porch and light and watch the yellow moon rise.
Tune to 90.3 KNBA. Aoife O'Donovan is playing live for us. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks for coming in so early.
No problem.
We there's so many artists that won't come in and says, I don't sing before like 7 p.m. and it's something I didn't know, because you were here last time, of course, with Crooked Still.
I was.
But I didn't know that you're guilted into performing on the radio.
I'm a daughter of public radio. My dad has a radio show, long-running radio show on WGBH in Boston. So I grew up with the whole culture of public radio, so I feel it is my duty as the daughter of a public radio host to show up.
I love guilt. Usually, you know, we usually in our sexist stereotyping, we associate guilt with mothers. I'm glad to associate
daughter guilt.
Guilt with fathers. Father's daughter guilt. So, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
And you are you're a frequent flyer to Alaska.
Oh, goodness, yes, or a frequent traveler, I could say. I was just in Alaska a couple of months back. We made several stops here on a big old cruise ship with Prairie Home Companion, a chartered ship with Garrison Keillor, and we made stops all throughout Alaska. We were in Anchorage for 2 days. We were in Juneau. We were in Huna.
Oh, wow.
We were in Ketchikan. We had a really nice time and got to do some great hikes, eat some great food, and drink some great beer.
Okay.
Three of my favorite things.
It's a great way to spend your time in Alaska. So we got a couple of solo albums under the belt now, and the Magic Hour album still going nice and strong. You know, one thing that I noticed right offhand, of course, is I'm mesmerized by your voice anyway, but the last time you were here, you know, with the full band, I didn't get to really enjoy watching you play guitar.
Oh, exactly, because I didn't play guitar much in Crooked Still.
Yeah.
Almost at all.
Yeah, and I've seen some videos of you playing with them, with Sarah Jarosz and Sarah Watkins, and you're playing guitar, and I'm wow, Aoife is a pretty good guitar player.
Thank you. Well, I'm trying. I've got to keep up with some pretty heavy weights. And I'm actually here in Alaska this time with a different backup band. I'm here with a band. I've got a great drummer with me and a great guitar player. And we just put out a live album this month. I'm not sure if you know that. It's called Man in a Neon Coat.
No, is it on Yep Rock?
It's on Yep Rock, yeah. I'll have to get you a copy tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is good. I'm sure you're sick of this question, but I have to ask anyway about the different dynamic between being a member of this, you know, revered progressive folk string band genre thing and being a solo artist, singer, songwriter.
Yeah.
What, I mean, and traveling with a completely different band.
Yeah,
and like calling all the shots. You're the boss, right?
Yes.
You're the Bruce Springsteen.
But I'm also the oldest child, you know, of four kids, and I feel like, you know, I'm kind of naturally drawn to the boss position for better or for worse. It's been an interesting transition. You know, I'm always somebody who does a lot of different things at once, and I have definitely put my focus on my solo career in the last several years, but I have managed to still be a part of many collaborations, which I think keeps me grounded and keeps it exciting. This project that I'm doing now with these two guys, Steve Nister and Anthony DaCosta, touring behind the Magic Hour, has been very special. We've really, I feel like, created a sound that all together, not just from me telling them what to do, but we've really created a very cohesive sound, and we're just having so much fun on the road. We're in the middle right now of a 5-week tour, and we flew up yesterday. We had a 19-hour travel day.
Wow. So, and you still came in the morning.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, bless your father's heart. Hey, you want to do another one?
I will, yes. I all these songs that I'm playing this morning, that was a song that I played first called Porchlight, and here's one called The King of All Birds. Guitar is going to be a little louder on this one, just for the sound geeks out there. Look out, here I come now, fists out. I'm a fighter bird, I'm a hairy hawk, I'm a wild fox. Keep your time by the city clock. When the moon is steady, I'll find you. I'm not lucky and I'm not scared, 'cause there could be a gold mine anywhere. Anyone that I might want in this world, they're asleep in the arms of another girl. Who will they be when the lights come up? Everyone that I've ever loved in my life now calls somebody else their wife. Who am I to you? Get up, get it together and climb on up to the top of the tree. I'm an owl now, I'm a lonely, lonely owl. Who, where, what, why, when? How the hell did I get this far without you? Pull my feathers one by one, put them in your pocket when I'm gone. Anyone that I might want in this world, they're asleep in the arms of another girl. Who will they be when the lights come up? Everyone that I've ever loved in my life now calls somebody else their wife. Who am I to you? Who am I?
just anyone? Am I the only one? Who am I to you? Am I just anyone? Am I the only back together, let me soldier on. I'm the king of it all. I'm a little wren and I'm happiest when I hit you right on the wing of a friend, looking down on everything. And when the road gets weary, love, remember who I'm dreaming of.
To 90.3 KNBA. Mm-hmm. Aoife O'Donovan is live in the Discovery Theater tomorrow evening. Ticket information at anchorageconcerts.org. And that's going to be your only chance. Aoife's playing Vagabond Blues, Adam Palmer on Saturday, and that puppy is all sold out. Go figure. I would recommend probably getting your tickets pretty darn soon if you want to see her at Discovery Theater tomorrow night. You know, Aoife, that... I hate to just make comparisons. I usually don't do this, but I think it was Jonathan Brook once told me that any female singer-songwriter who says she wasn't influenced by Joni Mitchell is a liar. And I just – I'm that – and I don't mean to that just reminded me of Joni. Well,
thank you. I always take the Joni Mitchell comparison as a huge compliment. I'm the biggest – I like to think of myself as the biggest Joni Mitchell fan in the world. I'm sure there probably are people who could – try to challenge me for that title, but I'm a huge fan, and I actually recorded a version of one of her songs, You Turn Me On a Radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorites.
Me too.
Yeah. With Sneaky Pete Kleinlow playing pedal steel on the original, but that's okay. It's 8:49. And now you were actually, we mentioned Joni, but you're doing something with Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt herself is not actually going to be there, but I don't know. Maybe she is. It's a tribute concert that's being put on by the Bluegrass Situation, which is this great sort of thing, this great situation. It was co-presented by the Bluegrass Situation and Red Light Management in L.A. on December 11th, I should say. A Linda Ronstadt tribute show with Dawes and Maria Muldaur, and I'm with her, which is my band with Sarah Watkins and Sarah Giroux,
right.
And Gabby Moreno. And a bunch of other great, great acts. Jackson Brown, I think, is going to be there. It'll be awesome. So really excited about that.
And so do you get your back in your folky fix with Sarah and Sarah?
I do, yes. I sort of feel like I'm always doing something very folky, whether or not people can kind of hear the folk influence. It's definitely there. And with Sarah and Sarah, we have a very special camaraderie between the three of us. We're great friends, and I think we all respect each other's abilities so much, and it's a very unique band in that it really is these three different voices coming together with, you know, those two are such instrumental monsters. They're such monsters on their instruments. I'm just trying to keep up the whole time, but really trying to create these new arrangements and play to each other's strengths and encourage and support. It's great.
And what I've heard is just absolutely symbiotic. It's so complimentary.
Thank
Beautiful.
You.
I have to break my own personal news here because it's all about me. But I mentioned you before we went on the air. I have my second biological grandbaby coming into the world next month, and her chosen name is Aoife.
Yay!
Yeah, so I get to talk to Aoife a whole bunch. So I want to do you feel like doing one more?
I would love to. Yeah, I'm slowly getting warmed up.
we'd be honored.
I'll play the title track from my new record, In the Magic Hour. And a lot of these songs are kind of inspired by my summer spent in West Cork in Ireland, very far away from here. And, you know, we call the magic hour, I call the magic hour, the time of day after the sun has gone down. So I sort of think of it in a little different way than photographers do. It's not that beautiful orange glow, but it's the sort of the eternal twilight in Ireland where the sun goes down. And because it's so far north, and I think you have a similar thing going on up here in Alaska, where the sun goes down, but it's still light out until, you know, 11 o'clock at night. And if you're a kid and it's, you know, the 80s or the 90s, maybe it's different now. Your parents just let you run around on the beach, unsupervised, for hours. And that's kind of what this next song is. It's called Magic Hour. In the magic hour when the moon is low and the sky's the kind of blue that you think you know, but you don't know. The turf cutter's donkey runs around and all the fairy children, they run around and all the other children, they make no sound. In that hour, if you're on the coast and the waves nip at your heels like a dog, pull me closer. It's past the time of the dinner bell, but before the shine of Orion's belt, the sky's still bluer than a bluebell. Down the sticks and stones, bury me not in the old graveyard where all my friends are beneath the heather on the high hillside. Death is a lonely bride. In the magic hour when the moon is low and the sky
is the kind of blue that you think you know.
In the Magic Hour is the latest album from Aoife O'Donovan, finishing up with the title track. You're tuned to 90.3 KNBA. We just got about another minute or so here, Aoife, but I want to just once again express our gratitude for having you come in all nice and early after flying 19 hours. And I've never heard anybody sing like that at this time in the morning.
It'll be better at night, folks.
Okay. And night, tomorrow night, of course, at the Discovery Theater, AnchorageConcerts.org is where you can get your ticket information, or just get the tickets. Then you're on your way flying out to Washington State?
We're going to go to Washington, to Port Townsend, and do a little show on Sunday night there. And then we're going to have a couple days off to contemplate the election. I've already voted, mailed in my ballot last week. And then we're going to head up to Edmonton for two nights.
Up to Edmonton.
From Seattle, it is up, right?
Yeah.
Yes. From here, kind of over.
I have to pronounce your name correctly before you leave. I've said it wrong every time.
Well, sort of.
O'Donovan.
O'Donovan, exactly. O'Donovan. You just have to pretend you're like an old Irish man.
Okay.
O'Donovan.
Well, that's it. Aoife O'Donovan has been playing live for us, and I hope you'll come back and see us next time.
Absolutely.
And have yourself a congratulations on the great solo stuff.
Thank you so much.
By the way, and break a leg tomorrow night.
Thank you. And thanks to everybody for making it possible for me to come back to Alaska.
Aoife O'Donovan on KNBA.